Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through all that noise and, you know, get straight to the valuable insights. There's just so much information flying around, right? So our mission today really is to give you that shortcut to clarity. And we're diving into something pretty significant. ClickShip's brand new inventory management system, IMS for short. We've looked at the sources and we're going to pull out the key nuggets for you. Help you understand what it is, sure, but maybe more importantly, why it actually matters for, well, businesses of pretty much any size.
Yeah, it really matters. And it's interesting how widespread the problem is that this IMS is trying to fix. I mean, think about it. Poor inventory management, it costs businesses billions every year. Billions.
Wow.
Yeah. Leads to stockouts, lost sales, holding on to too much stuff, wasted effort. You name it. So whether you're like a small online shop just starting out or a bigger company that's growing fast, getting inventory right isn't just, you know, nice to have. It can honestly make or break you.
Make or break.
Yeah.
That's a strong statement, but it sounds right based on those costs.
It is. And so many companies wrestle with this day in, day out. Stock counts are off. They miss sales opportunities. It's a real foundational headache if you sell physical products.
Definitely sets the stage. And that's exactly where ClickShip is stepping in with this new system, this IMS. They're really framing it as the, quote, ultimate solution for seamless and intuitive inventory control. What grabs me is it's not just like a little add-on feature. The way they talk about it, it's meant to completely reinvent how you even use ClickShip, taking it way beyond just, you know, printing shipping labels.
Exactly. That's the strategic pivot that's so fascinating here. This IMS, it's designed to fundamentally change how you handle your stock. And the key is that deep integration with the existing ClickShip platform.
Yep.
So the idea is you can manage the whole life cycle, receiving goods, storing them, eventually shipping them out, fulfillment, all inside ClickShip.
All in one place.
All in one place. It shifts ClickShip from just being that shipping tool into, well, the sources are calling it a comprehensive warehousing solution.
Comprehensive warehousing solution. That sounds like a big leap.
It is. It's not just about shipping faster anymore. It's about giving businesses, especially maybe those smaller or medium-sized ones, a central command center for their physical goods, which, you know, has historically been a huge challenge if you're relying on lots of different disconnected systems.
Okay, right. So let's dig into that transformation. The sources call it a game changer. What makes it different, specifically from maybe more traditional ways of managing inventory? What's under the hood that makes it seamless and intuitive?
Well, one huge thing they mention is automated inventory syncing across multiple sales channels.
Oh, okay. That's big.
It's massive. Think about trying to keep levels accurate on your Shopify store, maybe WooCommerce, Amazon, BigCommerce. All at the same time.
Yeah, nightmare.
Total nightmare, because each platform has its own way of doing things, its own data structure. The IMS promises to reconcile all that in, like, real time. So no more guessing games, no more selling something you actually ran out of an hour ago.
Oof, yeah. Been there.
Right. So that unified real-time data flow, that's a big part of the seamless promise, tackling that common headache directly.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And operationally, what about... I saw something about creating a virtual, like a digital map of your warehouse.
Yeah.
How does that digital map actually help day to day? What are the, you know, tangible benefits?
Good question. It gets into operational control, efficiency. It's not just a nice graphic. By creating that digital map, the IMS knows the precise location for every single SKU, every item.
Down to the bin level.
Exactly. Bin, shelf, whatever you set up. So whether you're putting away new stock or picking an order, you know exactly where to go, which drastically cuts down on time spent wandering around looking for things, and it cuts down on errors.
Okay, I can see that.
And then it ties that directly into the pick and pack features, which then flow into ClickShip's shipping side, the rates and labels.
So it connects the whole chain.
Precisely. A picker gets an order, knows the exact bin, picks it, and that info flows right through to generating the shipping label. No more manually typing info between different systems. It streamlines that whole fulfillment process.
Streamlining is key. So, okay, if a business is thinking, this sounds interesting, how hard is it to get started? The sources mention three steps: setup, sync, and stock. Can you break those down?
Sure. It seems pretty straightforward. First is setup. That's where you basically build that digital map we talked about, define your warehouse layout, your shelves, your bins, get that structure in place.
Right.
Then step two is sync. This is where you connect your sales channels, Shopify, WooCommerce, Amazon, et cetera, and let the IMS pull in your inventory data. And the crucial part here, again, is that real-time accuracy it's aiming for across all those platforms.
What if you sell somewhere that isn't, like a big platform with an easy connection?
Good point. They seem to have thought of that too. It apparently supports manual connections using like Excel file uploads for orders, XLS imports.
Okay, so some flexibility there.
Yeah, flexibility for maybe unique setups or smaller marketplaces that don't have those direct API links.
Got it. Setup, sync. And the third step was stock, putting stuff on the shelves.
Right.
What's the value add there, especially around automation?
Well, this is where it helps with the inbound side, receiving goods. The IMS aims to automate a lot of receiving and organizing. When a shipment comes in, you can link it directly to its designated spot on your digital map.
Ah, okay. So less manual sorting and figuring out where things go.
Exactly. Minimizes manual entry, reduces errors, saves time. Especially helpful if you have a lot of inventory coming and going.
And what about moving stock? Like if you have more than one warehouse location?
That's another area where it seems designed to scale. Instead of complicated, probably error-prone manual tracking, the system can track those internal transfers between warehouses, so you get better visibility and accuracy, which is really important as a business grows its physical footprint.
Okay, this next bit seems really practical. Cycle counts. The sources say the IMS helps generate cycle counts for inventory audits. Why are those important for anyone maybe not familiar?
Oh, cycle counts are super important. They're basically small, regular checks on specific parts of your inventory. Instead of shutting down your whole operation for like a massive annual stock take, which is disruptive.
Right, the dreaded annual count.
Exactly. Cycle counting lets you audit frequently, maybe a section a day or a week. The IMS makes this better by using that digital map. It can generate count lists for specific zones or specific SKUs that maybe move fast or have high value.
That's targeted.
Very targeted. You stay on top of your stock with minimal disruption. You catch discrepancies way faster, which ultimately means better accuracy, less shrinkage or loss, and even better cash flow because your inventory data is more reliable.
That makes sense. Now, something that often gets missed in these tech solutions is the people side. The IMS apparently has robust employee management features. How does managing team members and tasks within the inventory system help?
Yeah, that's actually a really insightful feature to include because having accurate data is one thing, but your team needs to use it efficiently, right?
Sure.
So the IMS lets you add your team members, manage their schedules, and this is key, assign specific tasks directly to them. Tasks like go pick these specific items or receive this incoming shipment.
Ah, direct assignment within the system.
Exactly. So you get real-time visibility. You can see who's doing what, if tasks are getting done, identify bottlenecks. It really boosts efficiency, but also accountability across the whole operation. For any business with multiple people packing boxes, that integrated management is a huge plus for keeping things controlled and organized. Turns data into action items for specific people.
Okay, and the scalability aspect comes up again. The sources really stress that this is built for everyone from like a home-based side hustle up to medium enterprises, even small 3PLs, third-party logistics providers. How does it actually cater to such different scales?
Well, that adaptability is a core part of the pitch. For that small home business, it means they can start with really solid inventory practices from day one, build a foundation for growth without needing to switch systems later.
Right. Avoids that pain point.
For a medium-sized company, maybe they're juggling spreadsheets and a couple of different apps. This lets them consolidate into one system, gain efficiency without, you know, the massive price tag of some giant enterprise software.
And for the 3PLs?
For smaller 3PLs, it gives them a powerful off-the-shelf tool to manage inventory for their clients. It lets them offer sophisticated integrated services and maybe compete more effectively with the bigger logistics players. So fundamentally, it aims to provide the tools needed for streamlined inventory management, whatever your current size is, and lets you grow without hitting a wall system-wise.
So wrapping this up a bit, what does this all boil down to for you, our listener? It really sounds like ClickShip IMS is aiming to offer total control, much better operational visibility, and that seamless integration. The core benefits seem clear, cutting down on those stock errors, making workflows smoother, and just boosting efficiency and accountability all around. Which leads to a final thought, maybe something provocative for you to chew on. If businesses, even the really small ones, can now get things like digital warehouse mapping, real-time inventory sync across all their channels, integrated pick and pack, user and task management, all from one dashboard. What does that actually mean for competition going forward? How could it empower smaller players to operate with the kind of precision and scale that used to be just for the big guys? And, you know, how does that change what might be possible for your business?
That's a great question to end on, because you're right. It sort of levels the playing field, doesn't it? Historically, getting all that functionality integrated, working smoothly, that meant expensive, often custom-built ERP systems, or trying to stitch together multiple software tools, which rarely works perfectly.
Yeah, the duct tape and hope approach.
Exactly. So now if ClickShip delivers on this promise, even a startup could potentially tap into enterprise-level inventory smarts and operational efficiency. That could let them be faster, leaner, more responsive to customer demand than some established players. It really could democratize advanced supply chain management, making it accessible.
Democratizing supply chain tech. I like that. It can really shake things up. And the good news is you don't have to just take our word for it. ClickShip is offering a 30-day free trial for the IMS. So there's really no risk involved in checking it out yourself, seeing firsthand if it could make a difference for how you operate. Definitely worth a look.